Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is July 11th, 2024. The Lord has a message for you today. Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 14. I will be reading from the Easy to Read version. It's about, I will go with you and give you rest. Moses said to the Lord, you told me to lead these people, but you did not say who you would send with me. You said to me, I know you very well and I am pleased with you. If I have really pleased you, then teach me your ways. I want to know you. Then I can continue to please you. Remember that these people are your nation. The Lord answered, I myself will go with you. I will lead you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. And I just want to leave with you a topic to get down into your soul today to lift you up. Rest. God wants you to rest. Throughout the Old Testament, rest is a constant theme. Amen. Israel is often portrayed in a very difficult situation, surrounded by hostile nations and unforgiving terrain and climate. There are people looking for peace, looking for rest. And God promises them that if they would submit to his plan, they'll find the rest that they were looking for. As you know, this same theme continues into the New Testament when Jesus promises his people rest for their weary souls. Now, today, July 11th, we are in the moon phase of waxing crescent. Only 6 days old and only 27% illuminated to the sun. What this means for you as you're trying to find your rest on this day, let go of things. Rest. Prepare for your new cycle ahead. It can be a time to reflect on things, ideas, behaviors, people, and relationships that no longer serve you. You can't do that when you don't have any rest. There are many benefits to having rest, such as boosting your creativity, greater productivity. Rest days will prevent injuries. You will have a stronger immune system. It will boost your memory. It will increase your alertness, reduce your stress. It will allow you to have some sleep. You will become physically stronger. Heals your body. Keep you from having heart disease and preventing injury. The antagonist, on the other hand, will try to keep you from getting your rest. So you cannot boost your creativity, have greater productivity, prevent injuries, have a strong immune system. They do not want you to have good memory and decrease your alertness and increase your stress. Decrease your sleep and make you weak. and hurt your body medically and give you heart disease and increase your injury. As we look at the aura, when we're looking at the spirituality of Yoruba, stability and balance are not fixed realities. Only by placing weight and counterweight could you establish and maintain your balance. So today, as you find your rest and your balance and stability, do your work from your soul, meaning reach down in you and then bring it to the surface, to the outward part of your body. To God be the glory, Ogunifa Oluwa, Amajdi Lil Rabi, Selah.